bear with me because I'm going to give you some background information first. Kip Reach College Prep is a charter school in the Oklahoma City Public Schools District. It's a free public school, but it is an opt-in school, meaning parents choose to send their children there. They serve about 300 kids. They want to expand and start a neighborhood school. And this worries some people.
Kip has zero experience teaching an entire neighborhood.
Dr. John Thompson is one of those people.
I taught in the Oklahoma City Public Schools for almost 20 years, and I'm committed to helping out kids who don't have as many opportunities.
Thompson's right. Kip has never run a neighborhood school, but they're asking the district to essentially give them Martin Luther King Jr. Elementary, and in return, they'll accept and educate all the kids that live in that neighborhood. Over time, it would be about 900 students. The idea is, through this expansion, more kids will get the opportunity to go through KIPP's results-producing program. They have an A-plus on the state report card, while many OKC schools have Fs. But despite the positive results, Thompson and others do not want this to happen.
They do a great job with their model, but they have failed in terms of expanding their model. And that's what we're discussing right now. Do we want to let them experiment on Oklahoma City, expanding their model?
KIPP, which stands for the Knowledge is Power program, has charter schools across the U.S. They're typically in low-income areas, and they've got a reputation for getting good results where some public schools don't. However, some of their schools have closed down. And their academic model is rigorous. They have 8 to 9 hour school days, and the kids do a lot of homework. KIPP also has a fairly rigid discipline policy. Thompson worries that OKC kids have baggage, a kind of baggage that KIPP doesn't normally deal with.
They have a lot lower poverty rates, lower special education rates.
A comparison between KIPP and the school they want to move into shows that this is true. 1% of KIPP students are homeless, according to 2014-2015 data, while 17% of the kids in Martin Luther King Elementary are homeless. KIPP's student population is about 6% special education, while MLK's is 15%. KIPP also wants to expand into Douglas High School, and Thompson isn't a fan of this either. When school choice is expanded beyond a certain point, he says there are unintended consequences. The easiest to educate kids are sorted out to the charter schools, leaving behind intense concentrations of children with problems in the public schools.
And that just makes it so much harder to have a high-quality school.
Thompson and parents in the community worry their kids won't cut it in KIPP and will be forced to find a different school.
And people say, well, you can kick kids out. We used to do that. But now the district, we have a contract with the district saying, if we take your kids and you authorize my charter, I will keep these kids all year.
Tracy McDaniel is the principal at KIPP, and he says the rigid discipline is a thing of the past. And he says they're already teaching the neighborhood kids and doing good work with them.
3/4 of my kids are below grade level when they get here. At least 2 years below. It's the program that they go through and the support that we give them that turns them around.
My name is Mariah Baker. I am 13. I am in the 7th grade, which is also known as a junior at KIPP.
Mariah has gone to KIPP for 3 years, and she says the school has helped her overcome many of her learning problems.
I think it helped me grow as a student and as a scholar, and it helped me become what I am right now.
Inspired, confident, excited.
13-year-old girl who is doing college-level math, learning about oxymoron and paradox, and becoming a great person.
McDaniel uses Mariah as an example of the good work KIPP can do. He says KIPP spends a lot of money on professional development, and that's why they're successful.
So when you say that I have the best kids, well, then you don't give the teachers credit.
McDaniel posed one final question to the community. Do you wait years for the district to improve, or do you want a solution now? Because McDaniel says he has one. The Oklahoma City Public School Board will vote on KIPP's expansion proposal tonight, and it's awaiting proposals from two other charter schools. Those will be heard soon. For KOSU, I'm Emily Wendler.